times in the top 40 radio stuff. I was like, what is this noise? It was not for me.
I think there's a strong argument that in terms of pop culture that everybody liked, I don't know that the 1980s are ever going to be topped. Now, there's a lot of great niche programming, right? If you are a fan of Sopranos or you're a fan of Game of Thrones or whatever it might be, but they're not something that everybody can sit down and watch together in the way that Indiana Jones and Star Wars and the Back to the Future films were. Those don't really, it seems to me, exist now anymore. Maybe the Marvel films.
Watching the Formula One show on Netflix, so we should talk about
that
another time. Because it's actually really good. More tomorrow, team. Thanks for hanging.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Here at Rough Greens, we believe that life is better with a dog. They walk with you, they play with you, they're always there for you, and we know you want to give your furry friend the best life possible. There's just one problem. Dog food is dead food. The good news is that now you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens, and you've just given your dog the most powerful all-natural dog nutrition available anywhere. Rough Greens is packed with omega oils, 20 essential vitamins and minerals, 15 powerful probiotics, 20 digestive enzymes, and tons of antioxidants. And all with a flavor that's going to have them licking the bottom of the bowl. In fact, we're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at roughgreens.com. That's RUFFgreens.com. Your dog trusts you. You can trust Rough Greens.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free GetUpside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free GetUpside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. We could see some lower gasoline prices soon. President Biden ordering the release of some 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve for a six-month period. That in a bid to control energy prices. Russian troops have not de-escalated as promised.
At the same time, Russia maintains pressure on Kiev and other cities. So we can expect additional offensive actions bringing even more suffering.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia simply can never be trusted.
We have heard the recent statements that Russia will scale down military operations around Kyiv and in northern Ukraine. But Russia has repeatedly lied about its intentions. So we can only judge Russia on its actions, not on its words.
Also at townhall.com, severe storms turning deadly in the south.
The fierce line of storms ripped across the south, damaging or destroying homes, knocking over trees and snapping off power. Two people were killed and two injured when a tornado touched down in the western Florida panhandle. Damage was widespread in Jackson, Tennessee. A nursing home in the area and even the sheriff's office got damaged. Daylight showed damage across Alabama. Semis flipped over in Louisiana. A warehouse roof collapsed in South Haven, Mississippi, near Memphis. Fortunately, everybody'd gotten out and no one was hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
Officials say 300 Houston defendants released after a computer glitch prevented them from getting an initial court hearing within the required time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Silver State Casinos won more than $1.1 billion from gamblers last month. That's an all-time high for February and a record 12th straight month. The win topped the $1 billion mark. Last month's win also bested what casinos won in January. Every Southern Nevada market saw its gaming win increase by double digits, with downtown Las Vegas up nearly 34% and Clark County up more than 50%. Formula One racing is coming back to Las Vegas for the first time in 40 years. The Las Vegas Grand Prix will happen at a yet-to-be-determined Saturday night in November in 2023 at a portion of Las Vegas' Strip. Formula One officials say the race will take place in Las Vegas for at least 3 years, with hopes for much more. The race marks the return of the Formula One racing, which, of course, was back in 1982. It was held in the Caesars Palace parking lot. Well, a global venue development group plans to build a $3 billion project that features a billion-dollar arena and entertainment complex just off a southern portion of Las Vegas Boulevard. We'll have more on that story next hour.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash on US 95 eastbound heading into the Spaghetti Bowl there. That's after Valley View. The HOV and the left lane is blocked in that incident. Otherwise, not too bad. No delays on the 215, and you're up to full speed on Interstate 15 through the resort area.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, the last day of March. It is on to April and spring. And trust me, we got so much to do today. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it all. We're going to try our darndest to do it. Our first guest is a Republican candidate for governor. He served 23 years in the U.S. Air Force as a contingency war planner. A compelling personal story. Tom Heck joins us. And Tom, first of all, thanks for joining us. You're running for governor. Tell me what got you into this race.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, but before I respond, is you just had Trump on talking about government serving the people, and the best is yet to come. And that really is the start of it. I'm running for governor because career politicians have failed us for over 40 years. The system's corrupt and criminal, especially Clark County GOP run by Jesse Law. That's why I'm running. The people are tired of it.
Now, what is your beef with the Clark County Republican Party? I know that this is something that's been going on here for a while. Explain to people what the beef is.
Well, you know, the beef is that the candidates filed, and then the GOP came up with criteria. I call it double secret criteria, and prevented me from debating. I showed up at the Dragon Ridge Country Club. They invited me. I RSVP'd, and when I got there, they said I didn't meet the criteria. The sad thing about this whole thing is it's so corrupt that the GOP is fighting with each other. They're using donors' money to sue each other. And how can they fight for us when they're fighting amongst themselves and wasting Republican donor resources? You know, the example, within days of filing, as I mentioned, candidates were told they didn't meet the criteria to be considered candidates, and using primary money, and primary money is limited. Primary money, as we know, only comes from special interests, lobbyists, and the politically elite, who I guarantee you will expect something sometime in the future. Don't get me wrong. They are beholden.
Let me ask you, there are 16 candidates for governor on the Republican side. Did you give any consideration at all for moving to another race, an assembly race, a state senate race, something less crowded?
Well, that's exactly the issue. You know, as I come through this whole effort, you know, I ran for U.S. Senate in 16 and 18, 2018, and the particular line is, well, it's not your turn. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so that's the problem. You know, there's nothing in the Nevada NRS that says I have to wait my turn. So no, it's never been a consideration. I am a uniquely qualified candidate, and the only really qualified candidate, while the others are one-trick pony. I'm the guy that will get her done.
Okay, do me this. Explain to my audience what happened to a bunch of GOP gubernatorial candidates just within days of filing as candidates for governor. What is it that happened to these candidates, I'm assuming to you?
Well, to me and Fred Simon and Barack, you know, they told us we couldn't participate. Only those with money had a place in the GOP, or only politically connected had a place in the GOP. Just like what happened in the DNC to Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020. It may not be criminal, but it surely is corrupt. Let me be clear. This is exactly what the American people are sick of, sick and tired of.
So what is there you can do? There are 16 candidates. Only five made the stage at the latest debate. What is there you can do? Are there legal remedies? Can you sue? What is it you can do to get on the stage?
Well, it's simple. It's simple, Kevin. We are going to take our argument, our story, directly to the Nevada voters. Beginning Monday, 4 April, our campaign is leveraging technology to talk directly to these people, bypassing those who would want to stifle our message, especially the Nevada GOP, including Jesse Law, Mike McDonald. Corrupting, they are serving themselves rather than serving the people. And their choice is not the Nevada voters' choice. And we're going direct to the voters because they're going to make a choice. They're tired of what's going on, and they're going to make things better. We want to hear directly from the voters. Their voices must be heard. If you want to talk to me directly, Nevada voters have two ways. They can call me at 775-393-0500. I actually answer my phone, and I can't wait to hear from them. I want to hear what they have to say. Or they can drop in on the live streaming Monday at 7 and ask me questions directly. I know it's hard to write down a number, but the number's 775-393-0500. And if you can't remember that, it's electhack.com, and I'm looking forward to answering their questions, and I'm looking forward to letting them hear my story so they can decide who they want, not the GOP.
I'm guessing you have already talked to a lot of people all across our state, all 17 counties, and I'm curious what you are hearing. What are the issues that matter to them?
Well, it's pretty simple. Safety and security is what is most important to them, and they know that if they don't have secure communities, they can't go about their daily lives living, working, and playing and sending their children to school. So that's first and foremost in their mind. The second and most important, once they have security, is education. We are, I told the other day, I actually missed the vote. We are actually 51st in the nation behind Puerto Rico in education. 19% of our students are proficient in science. 28% are proficient in math. And only 13% are college ready. Do you know that Nevada pays the same amount per student as Florida? Florida is number three in the nation. They have a larger tax base with 20 million people. And being third in the nation, they know how to teach their children. In Nevada, we have provided 40% more money over the last 8 years. 40% more money, and we have still been last in the nation. It's not a money problem. It's an accountability problem. And then third is getting and providing and creating an environment for jobs. Any candidate that tells you that it's about creating jobs, there's no candidate, I don't care what office, is going to create jobs. You create an environment. What does that mean? It means lower taxes and cutting regulations. I'm going to cut three regulations for everyone. I promised on my website, if people go to electhack.com, they'll see that one of my biggest issues is cutting Nevada's budget by 10%. Why? Because there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse in our government. That's how you ferret out programs that aren't working and aren't serving the people.
This exercise, 16 candidates, multiple debates, fundraising, millions, tens of millions of dollars probably by the time we are done. It's all about unseating Steve Sisolak. Tell me what Sisolak has done wrong and why he needs to be turned out.
Well, you know, my experience over the years with organizations, you know, people come into them and have no idea how to run them. He has no idea what leadership is. He was only a commissioner, another one-trick pony. He instituted mass. He instituted mass mandates. He followed California's lead on doing everything, instituting mass mandates, shutting down our economy, shutting down our jobs, shutting down our churches, shutting down our schools. But he just copied the governor of California. He doesn't have a creative thought in his head or original thought in his head. He has failed us every step of the way. And, you know, I've run probably 20 or 30 organizations. You can't run an organization that's in Carson City from Las Vegas. He spends all his time in Las Vegas. And he has not changed things one iota. We start hearing all of a sudden he's come up with all these new things he's going to do that he should have done over the last 4 years. So he's just a one-trick pony, and it's time for him to go and retire.
Tell me what the path to victory is going to be. Club for Growth did a poll, and it doesn't look good for many of the 16 that are there. How do you change the polling? Does it matter to you what the polls say?
I would have to tell you, I have not seen a credible poll yet. And basically, what I don't think most candidates get it, but what's a truism is voters don't start to pay attention until about 4 to 6 weeks out. We are starting our message in spades in the next week or so. All that stuff between what's in that period of time up to the six-week period, prior to that, that's all the influencers, that's all the money people. And basically, the only people really given money in the primary are the politically elite and PACs. And the primary people start to give money as they get closer to the 4 to 6 week point. But my path to victory is going directly to the people. We're using the technology that will get directly to the people and bypass those who would stifle our message, our freedom of speech.
What is it you want from my listeners? Is it volunteers? Is it call bank operators? Is it money, yard signs? Tell me what it is you need that my audience can give you.
It's pretty simple. The first thing I would like them to do is go to my website. 4 out of people that go to my website, they go away saying I'm voting for Tom. The second thing I want to do, if every one of your listeners could send me $20, that will allow me to get more of my message out to the state of Nevada. But it's basically electheck.com. It tells who I am, and it tells them, most importantly, what I'm going to do for them. There's Nevada's Lucky 13, starting with the 10% budget cut, but they can find out everything about me. And if they don't, they can call me, 775-393-0500, and I actually answer my phone.
You make it so darn easy. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Safe travels along the way as you get to all 17 counties. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
ElectHeck.com. ElectHeck.com. And thank you so much for your time, Kevin.
Thank you, Tom.
ElectHeck.com, and thank your audience.
There you go. Tom Heck, a Republican candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, just a follow-up. The latest Club for Growth poll by a group called WPA Intelligence, and supposedly I've been told they are a name brand polling firm. In the governor's race, Joe Lombardo leads the pack with 28% of the vote, with former Senator Dean Heller next to 22%, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee at 13%, Joey Gilbert got 9%. Even Michelle Fiore got 5%. And Fred Simon took 3% of the vote. Guy Nora took 1%. 2% opted for another candidate. And I should have asked Tom Heck, but I'd be curious to know, with 17% undecided, that means a lot of people have still not made up their mind and may not even be zeroing in on what's going on there. I want to check in with Gentleman Jim Dallas because I've been dying to know what happened last night with the first Chris Rock appearance since the slap heard around the world. What do you know, and what did fans get to see last night?
It was something. It was a sold-out crowd in Boston where Chris Rock finally got back up on stage after the weekend. He was wearing an all-white suit. He got a thunderous standing ovation as things got going, and he addressed the 3,000-pound elephant in the room right away. with a question. He opened the mic saying, how was your weekend?
simple humor is always the best, I've always said.
It is. He says, well, you know, not a lot happened with me, so if you came to hear that, he said, I wrote the whole show before this weekend. So you had to keep that in mind. So very